Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brand Shanahan, joined today by Senator Rich Taylor to talk about what he's been working on in Des Moines, including the public safety bill. So now that things are kind of wrapping up and that we're past the second funnel, can you kind of give me an update on what's been going on in Des Moines the last couple of weeks?
Well, Brandon, mostly we're running appropriation bills either through committees or on the floor for various departments in the state. Yesterday, we just ran the very important public safety bill, which is the funding for basically for your highway patrol and your prison systems. So we got that done in the Senate yesterday. In my opinion, anyway, we woefully underfunded both our Highway Patrol and our Department of Corrections again this year. It's going to lead to big problems for us. You know, if you get in a wreck out on the highway, there's just not going to be anybody there to respond. And I think that's one of our primary purposes up here is public safety. There are other ways of funding some things, but public safety, whether it be the highway patrol or the prison system, is a very, very important duty that we have up here to protect our people in Iowa.
And then can you educate me a little bit on where we fell in the funding as far as what was passed and what you think it should have been?
Well, we passed for the Department of Corrections about a 1% increase, and I think that should have been, well, with the underfunding over the past few years, it actually should have been about a 7 or 8%. I would have been happy to see a 4%, or I would actually like to see it keep up with the Department of Administrative Services, which is going to be receiving arguably about a 5% increase in their budget. The governor's office alone is receiving a 9% increase in her budget. And, I think that there are other things more or at least equally important, you know, that we should be funding at the same levels.
Why do you think that this continues to go underfunded?
Well, I just don't think people are taking it seriously enough up here of what the consequences are. I do because I worked in the prison system, and so I do my best that I can to implore to the rest of the people up here that are senators or legislators over in the House, you know, the importance of our prison systems. And I guess the roof hasn't fallen in on the House yet, so nobody's willing to fix it. Before long, something tragic will happen, and then everybody will just be more than willing and eager to throw a bunch of money at a problem that if we kept up with it over the years, really, we were going in the right direction. And now all of a sudden we've decided to, since there's no problem, to ignore it.
Excellent. Now, as we're heading kind of into the into the final stretch of the session, what do you hope to accomplish in the last few weeks before things get out?
Well, I hope that we get a mental health funding bill, at least for the children of Iowa. Right now, we have the worst children's mental health system in the country, and I'm hoping that we can not only pass some serious legislation to address this, but also put the money with that bill, because it's going to take money to have a really good children's mental health system. And, you know, if we just pass a bunch of language and just blow a bunch of smoke, we're really not doing anything. And so I'm hoping that we can not only blow a bunch of smoke, we can also fund it properly. That's probably going to be one of my main goals right now. There's a lot of of what I would call less important bills out there that are important to some people. But mental health, and especially children's mental health, is important to almost everybody in Iowa.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Senator Rich Taylor to get an update on what he's been working on in Des Moines. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.